Okay, we're holding a Simen Chaf. So we're holding Simen Chaf Sif Yudalef, I think. Yes, Sif Yudalef. But I just want to back up a step that in Sif Gimel, we spoke about we mentioned Sif Gimel, the Shliach Tziva has to be careful to finish the bracha, not start the second bracha before the Tziva starts answering Amen. And then it says, "V'mitzchot take a bracha cheres, so then you should not answer Amen." The Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that starts off Kishem Shem. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is in Simen Kuf Chafei Sif Aleph. Says Kishem Shem Mitzvah Kadosh Isha Shatz Oymis Gad Viskadosh. Just like the mitzvah of Kadosh is that Chazan says Viskad Viskadosh, V'shvil Kol Tziba. He's being moitzi the Tziba with the Kadosh, and they're answering V'heim Oynim Acham Amen Yesh Meraba. Kachi mitzvah is a kedusha. So too is the mitzvah of kedusha. Lachatchila shiyei ma'ashatz nakdishcha and nekadesh v'atziba shayskin. The chazan says nakdishcha or nekadesh and the tziba listens to it. Machavnin l'masha shatz oimer and then machavnin to what the shatz says until atcha magia l'kedusha. V'azayinu v'atziba kodosh. And the same thing by lu ma'asam v'direi kodshcha. I feel like there's tests, v'yoysa ha-shaymim, mechavna la-shatz, even if there's already 9 or more listening to the shatz, still, that's what you should do. Then he says, v'imrotza lo'yma mila b'mila ma-shatz, if you want to say word for word with the shatz, b'lachash, by nekadesh and nekdishcha, or the other ones, ain issa b'dav, there's no issa. Shekim she'mayim ko mila mila yachdav, amir shneim nechshev is ka'achas. Like saying it together. Then he ends off. The Yesh Nagin came mitama idulahem afila shalom idarchik. Loim kol nusach kedusha im hashatz mila b'mila balachash. The tevis nagdishcha v'naritzcha v'kodesh kodesh kodesh v'kol ram. So he brings down at the end. He does bring down the minig that the tzibah says out loud. Nakdishcha, Naritzcha, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now we say Allah. But the other parts we should leave for the Chazan to say. Now, Rav Moshe and Tshuva and Arachayim Chedi Beisim Chav Gimel, a Tshuva that we mentioned in past, but if you daven a different Nusach of the Tziba, so where he says over there, Kedusha, you should say like the Tziba, but at the end he ends off, he says, Masha'anu Oimrim Kaksovim. That which we say like the ksavim, which is to say kedusha aler, ulai sevish and niskin gamzel atziba loyma, ve'enashat shluchem nazer k'may la'mir is kodesh baruch v'yimlech. He says ulai who mitamataz tamira imachazan le'mikri yochid, gamzel nechshav amira imachazan avshayim tchila. Rav says even though we say before the chazan. You know, we say sometimes l'masam baruch imeiro v'durei kashcha, some people know to say, or nekadesh we say before the chazan. It's considered like it's kilu, like you're saying it with the chazan, even though you're saying it before. Akoparim kim shekol amira he mitzad tzibur gam shamiros in nechshav koyma im hachazan v'shayich shiyem b'losh nach v'fisha im hachazan. Fine. Akoparim. The Rimesh brings down this meaning that we have also that we say that we do say Nekadesh and those pieces before the even before the Chazan says not just with the Chazan, even before the Chazan. Okay. Then I want to point out also in Sif Hei talks about Moedim Drabanan. So the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out what we spoke out then, that this Maidim is Maidim Darbanan because the Nusach is made up of different Lashonis that Amrayim said in Saita, and the Yishami brings down other Nusachis. If you do say Baruch Ata Hashem and then or not. Okay, then he ends off, he says, Ovi Yishami Yesh, Ovi Zeira Havasamach Lekreva, Kedeshe. Sheikh might kill himself. Venera, Dachi Prusha, I'm a maidem ze barichos. He would schlep out maidem barichos ketas in order to end off with the chazen. So that when he'll bow down with the chazen. Well, the chain, you chaim linig beze im kai vim kai. And that there seems to be minhagim of bowing at the end of a maidem, by Baruch Kaloidois, or if you say Baruch Hashem Kaloidois. And then there were those that were like to schlep it out to end off with the chazan, so you bow down together with the chazan. Like the Yosha brings down that it was a chruni, kishayin yochalame b'toiv acha kedusha. Let's say someone's hard for him to stand during chazaras hashatz, so he can sit down. Hayosha, if he's writing about his rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin, his rebbe would sit down at shemegil hashatz the bercha shemei tefila till the shatz reached shemei tefila. Ba'omer ad achasham maidim drabana. He would sit until Shema Tvila and then stand until after maidim drabana. So you see here in Indian that even if you're sitting there chazar sashat, but to stand up for maidim drabana. I remember Damni and Barav Moshe when in camp Barav Moshe was there, and it was during the last year or two of Barav Moshe. And Barav Moshe, he was already too weak to stand by chazar sashat. And I remember it's clear that he used to get up by Maidim Darabana, and he would stand up also before Maidim Darabana to be standing by Maidim Darabana. Could be it was based on this like a Yesha, but he used to also be like that. Okay. Then we have in Sivav. Sivav we learned about the Chazan saying Elkeinu Elkei Avseinu Baruchenu in a place, in a time when we don't have Duchni, so you say Elkeinu Elkei Avseinu. What happens if the chazan forgot to say Elkeinu Elkei Avseinu? So the Mishbur brings down, b'di'evet, if he didn't say Elkeinu Elkei Avseinu Baruchenu, we don't make him go back. And then the Bir Halacha he says, Elochaira, if he remembers before he says Baruch Atah Hashem, at the end of the bracha, he should go back. Because not any worse than Zecheinu Michamecha, which also has no makar in the Gemara. And still we say, if you remember, before you finish Baruch Atah Hashem, we go back. However, he brings down a Magen Avraham, and based on the Magen Avraham, he remains with a Tzarech Iyun if the Chazan should go back. But the Bir Halacha does have a strong svara that the Chazan should go back. There's a Meiri and Megillah, Daf Chaf Dalam Aleph, which is also mashed like that. And the Tzarech Iyun he has, based on the Magen Avraham, so I don't want to get into it, but if you look at the Prima Gadim in the Eshel Avram, Simukuf Yudal Ois Yud, the Chayret Miyushiv, the Tzarechin he has from the Bir Halacha, therefore it would seem that if the Chazan remembers before he says Baruch Atah Hashem, he should go back to saying Elkeinu Elkei Avseinu Baruchenu. Then the Bekitzer brought down that Ein Oimrim Oisei Bebeis Ovel, that in the Beis Ovel we don't say Elkeinu Elkei Avseinu, which I mentioned then that there are different minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, Sifkat and Vav, where over there he's mashma, you should not say Elkeinu Elkei Avseinu Beis Avol. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph says, Ein Oimim Berchas Koinim. You don't say Berchas Koinim in a Beis Avol. V'chein Aminik Pashat, v'chein L'shanis, Hagam She'ish Mefak V'chein Mevzeh. Which you'll see here, and so also there are different minhagim of whether to do berachas kainim in the base of Rachman's son. And then in Sim Kuf Chav Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Umashma the base of al oimrim elikeinu." That mitzarchin he remains, but it seems like even though he's telling you not to do berachas kainim, but it could be you do say elikeinu. I think again it depends on the minig in the place where the avanim are sitting, or the group that they belong to, whether they say elikeinu elikeinu or not. Okay, then Siftes, it says that the Ein Oimim Tefilas Shemon Esrei Bekol, the Chazan doesn't say Chazaras Hashatz, Elam Kein Yesh Lechol Pachos Shisha Anashim, you have six men, Shem Roiv Minyan Shespalo Atta, they have been Mispal now. I mean, you need 10 people, but how many of those 10 people need to be Mispal now? She have six, which is Roiv the Tziba. Avalim ain shisha anosh mishespala ata. But if you don't have six people that are davening now, ain oimim kol shemoneh esrei b'kol. We don't say chazaras hashatz. One of them gets up and says until Kel Kaddish Bekol. Okay, so there's really a stira in Shulchan Aruch. So I think we mentioned the question, but we didn't say the truth. In Simen Nun Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'mischal echa me'asar l'spal l'vade." If one of them started down by himself, "V'en yochal anis imahem," "Oishu yoshein," or he's sleeping, "V'ilochim starf imahem," "V'im starf him to the ten." Then in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, it says, "Kishashat choy zet tefila kal yesh nam lishtoik l'chavin v'im ein tes mechavin l'ber choysov." If you don't have nine people being mechavin to the bear of brachos, karv li is berchosev levatala. It's karv to be levatala. V'chein kol odem yasa atzmi kilo ein tes zulos v'chavin l'berchos achazin. So in Simenun Heitz Mashma, that if one of them are Adam Nishmar Esrei, or one of them sleeping, then you do Chazar Shatz, even though you don't have nine people answering. Right? Mashenken over here in Kuf Chav Dalet's Mashma, you have to have nine people answering. So one mahalach that's given, the Prisha in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, and I think the Drisha also, it brings it down, and others, that the Ikra Din is like Simen Nun Hei. That even if you don't have Tisha Oinim, it's mutter to say Chazar Sashatz and other Dvarim Shabakdusha. But the Chatchila, why you have to be Makpit on 10 Shemim, 9 Shemim? Because it's Karav Leo is Berchoistel Vatal. The Medaik the word Karav. That if you don't have 10 Shemim, so then it's Karav Leo is Berchoistel Vatal. But it's not, but B'shasat Chak, Avada, the Ikra Din is like what it says in Simen Nun Hei. As long as you have, even if one person's not listening, question over there also it says echad. Does it mean dafka one or it's even two or three? You know, is roiv enough? But akopanim, that's what the Magen Avraham says. He quotes a Maharil that he says, "I forgot the cost of a rush." The Magen Avraham says, "Simen Nun Hei Sif Katan Ches." That even though the Rosh says that you need nine people listening to the Berachas Hashatz, loy nehigin hachi. The Chazin that feel me shemasiach ve'ne shemeim it's darf. That even people that talk and are not listening will starve them. And that's why it's brought down the Alizuta, the Rechaim and others that. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Nun Hei Sif Zayin writes, he's mechalik between Chazar Sashatz and other Dvarim Shabakidush. He says, "Yichayim loyim davar Shabakidush, going Kaddish Baruch Hu, I feel a kedusha in Hashatz lo yispal adayim belachash la'atzma." If the Chazan saying it for the Shmones himself, so he could say it even if there's not 10 people listening. Aber kishashatz choyza tefila pan beis. So he's mechalik between over there in the neighbor to him by other dvarim shem kedusha, but by Chazar Sashatz you have to have nine shemim, and that's the mashmais in the Mishnah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here also. So you need to have the Bi'ur Halacha brings this down from the Prima Gadim also. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet of Katan Yutes. Ba'olim noigim l'tzarf l'minyan or l'spal l'chazor ha'shatz afilu mi sh'yoydim boi sh'mesiach v'ein ish'meyach chazor ha'shatz k'roi v'nir liv d'b'chagoyin zeh toiv l'snai k'ma sh'kosev seif ha'shochan sh'loima that the chazan sh'meyach t'nai that if there's no nine people listening there should be a b'toris n'dava. The ma'isa, the minig ha'olim I think is like the Shulchan Aruch Rav that by Ma'ariv where there's no chazor ha'shatz we just sang Kaddish right afterwards. So over there, as long as there's six people that will be able to listen, you could start Kaddish. Again, now l'chatchila, v'ada l'chatchila, you should be noig to wait until there's nine shaymim. L'chatchila, you should wait until nine shaymim. However, if there's some reason, there's a rush, or you're going to lose the tzibah, because the tzibah is in a rush, so then by Ma'ariv, where it's only a Kaddish, so then you could wait for six people, but the chazar is a shatz, you should be machmer to wait for nine shemen. If it's a real shatz, it's chak, so then you have the mogen avram, shem the maril, that over there also by chazar is a shatz, six is enough. Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, chelik dal sim yutes, where he's talking about, we quote tshuva about the is of learning the chazar is a shatz, so they also is very much madgish, very strongly, that you must have 10 people that are listening to Chazar HaShatz and not being mafsik at all. And until you know that there are 10 people listening, you can learn. And even then, maybe you still can't do it because people will learn from you and then there won't be 10 people listening. But he keeps on talking about that Asar Shemim, and he ends off also with that so he stresses this Nakuda that you need to have at least 9 Shemim over here. Sounds very strongly that he felt that one should be Niz on that. Okay, so we're holding it. So tomorrow we'll continue from Sif Yud Aleph. Thank you.